here's a story from The World.
We don't hear a lot of news from Uzbekistan, but this weekend there, massive protests with at least 18 people killed and hundreds arrested. Uzbekistan is the most populous country in Central Asia, known for successive authoritarian governments. The protests this weekend broke out in an area called Qoraqalpakstan, a semi-autonomous republic in the northwest corner of Uzbekistan. The Uzbek government has now declared a month-long state of emergency in Qoraqalpakstan. For more, we're joined now by Steve Swerdlow. He's an associate professor of the practice of human rights at the University of Southern California. Steve, we're talking about a place in Uzbekistan that even fewer people have heard of, Qoraqalpakstan. You've spent time there. Situate us geographically. Where is it located, and what's its status within Uzbekistan?
It has had the status of what we call an autonomous republic within the Republic of Uzbekistan. That means it has a parliament, has a flag, it has a lot of the trappings of statehood, but in reality, it's been really just a province within Uzbekistan. And this is one of the grievances, I think, that Qoraqalpaks feel that some of the policies of the government has promoted. It's meant that ethnic Uzbeks have moved more and more into this territory of Qoraqalpakstan to open up businesses, and that they've been neglected and in many cases forced to migrate to places like Russia and Kazakhstan. They are different ethnically and linguistically.
So great background there, Steve. What spurred the violent protests over the weekend?
Well, a nerve was obviously touched when the authorities in Tashkent announced that the new constitution, which is now being rolled out, would essentially eliminate or remove a provision that states that Qoraqalpakstan has a right to hold a referendum on independence, on seceding. And when that language was revealed, we saw protests erupt, and we saw activists, bloggers, and journalists calling for there to be peaceful protests to retain this autonomy. There weren't out-and-out calls for independence, but simply for retaining autonomy. I think there's been a lot of nervousness in Central Asia over the last several months that Putin, at some stage, could take advantage of this situation and claim that there are rights that need to be protected. But we don't really know. What we do know for sure, though, is that the driving motivation for the constitutional reform process was to zero out the constitution, replace it with a new constitution, which would allow the current president, Shavkat Mirziyoyev, to stand again for re-election and essentially continue his rule.
So from what we know currently, where do things stand now? What is going on with the constitution and trying to revoke Qoraqalpakstan status?
A number of things have happened very quickly. The president flew out to Qoraqalpakstan at least twice. He's met with some of the population and the parliament. He very publicly berated the local parliament of Qoraqalpakstan and did what a lot of dictators often do, just said, well, why didn't you tell me that the population was upset about this? And he very quickly said, we're climbing down from these amendments. We're going to leave the status of Qoraqalpakstan as it was. He announced the state of emergency, as you said, which means that there's still internet blockages. We have hundreds of people detained. I'm getting reports of many people being questioned about their involvement in these protests. Some of the journalists and bloggers that were active at the protests were hearing that they're already being charged with separatism and terrorism, which is not a good sign. This is really a defining moment. I do hope that the constitutional reform process will be put on hold and that there will be more consultation with the population as a whole.
Steve Swerdlow is an associate professor of the practice of human rights at the University of Southern California, speaking about upheaval and protests in Qoraqalpakstan in northwest Uzbekistan. Steve, thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.